Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, Not Always Easy, But Wonderful.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of the stories of martyrs, saints, are a bit overwhelming. They were tortured, thrown out of their families, beheaded for believing in Christ. Sadly, some of this is still a part of some terror-stricken situations today. This reading reminds us that often division occurs when we make our claim for Jesus, when we decide that nothing else matters. This commitment can break up relationships, even those in families. The saints' stories might seem far away and long ago, and surely many are. But here in 2022, what are our lives like when we are handed over and hated because of my name? Maybe we in our own situations may not ever experience the extreme hatred and torture that some of our predecessors did, or that some do even today. But our lives certainly have their share of division and hardship. It is not easy for a child to stand up for his friend who is being bullied. It is not easy for us to speak up when all around us are crude remarks or ridicule about one who is different. Sometimes it is not easy to vote for our beliefs or accept a hard decision or a painful diagnosis. All of us can name a time or experience that called for courage or total reliance on our faith and hope. We may not be expelled from our community, but we certainly feel a separation from comfort, peace, or confidence. As our world moves into the holiday season, we may be aware that one old tradition is for networks to broadcast It's a Wonderful Life. The main character, George Bailey, is devoted to being the best he can be. He gives until it hurts. What he receives back for all the giving he has done ends in suffering, bewilderment, and despair. Fortunately, his friends rally around him, and the movie ends on a positive note with things turning out better. But George definitely has had an experience of pain. Quote, you will be hated by all because of my name, quote, end quote. No mention is made of Jesus or Christianity or moral behavior, but the viewer just has to see and feel that because of his loyalty to the truth, George suffers the consequences and, yes, some sort of persecution. So for us, Jesus strongly recommends that we not worry about what to say, how to act in difficult moments. He promises to give us the wisdom, the courage of the moment, whatever it is we need to get through. As we bring to prayer the needs of our companions on this earth, those suffering atrocities and untold violence and evil, then with all the strength and courage we can muster, Let us remember that, quote, by our perseverance we will secure our lives, and all that we do will be because of his name. Yes, it's a wonderful life.